90.1 FM. We hope you have a joyful Hanukkah and a happy new year.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Welcome to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And my name is Sebastian.
And it's been a busy week, a very busy week.
Oh, has it?
Well, you know, for some people, I'm sure it's been for some people it's been a busy week.
Are you just making that assumption? It's been a pretty easygoing week
for
me.
It's a pretty reasonable assumption to assume folks out there have been busy. You know what I mean? If you ask me, have you been busy? But like, yeah, no, I did things.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did things. I did things. And I went places and I did things. It was a good time. Yeah. There was cake. All right. So, big gay news of the year week. Let's start off with, we're going to start Canadian.
Okie dokie.
Buckle up, because this story includes whereas and therefores.
Ooh, a policy story.
Yeah, it has documentation, charter rights are brought into the debate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all going on. I am, of course, referring to a decision. There was a resignation last week. Red Deer Catholic School Board trustee Monique Lagrange has, I think the phrase begrudgingly resigned might be an accurate description. Her lawyer would like to clarify, or did to the CBC and others, that she has resigned not because she would like to, but because the Education Act of Alberta has effectively now vacated her seat, and therefore not resigning would be, and the lawyers didn't say this, but I may be paraphrasing here, weird. So they, like, resigned from lack of option to not resign, I think is how it's played out.
She got fired, but not in a way where she would get a benefits package.
Well, she was a school board trustee, so either way, you know, like, that's not a paid position.
Right. You know? Fair enough.
But yeah, okay. it does make me think of, you know, like, who dumped who, or you can't fire me, I quit. But not really, but I quit because you made me quit, but I'm not quitting because I want to quit. That's the vibe I'm getting.
To me, it feels like Office Space, where they take the guy and move him to the basement instead of firing him on the understanding that he'll eventually get tired of being in the basement and just quit, because if they fire him, they have to give him a severance package. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It's a little bit dated now, but it's so weird. The movie's like 25 years old and it still perfectly describes offices. They haven't changed. It's a nightmare. But anyway. Yes, let's what happened that led, what got us here? What is the part that is before the record scratch where we go, you might be wondering how I got here?
Yeah. 3 months earlier. Okay. I know it's a, like I said, buckle in. It is a saga. So Monique Lagrange posted a meme onto, I believe it was Instagram.
Okay.
Now, in the top, it says brainwashing is brainwashing. And the top is a black and white image of children, presumably in the Nazi regime of World War II, the regime that killed and murdered hundreds of thousands of people, including tens of thousands of gay and trans people, many of whom may have been children, or certainly were children. They weren't indiscriminate about age. Mm-hmm. Underneath this image of children waving Nazi flags is a photo of mixed ethnicity, various children waving progress flags, with the implication being that, you know, brainwashing is brainwashing, and there's these two images. Oh, conclusions. That's the image that led to this.
Okay.
And wait till we get into the whereases and the therefores, because I think that's really the like the crux of the issue here. So I don't know. I mean, for me, I'm like, it's incredibly bad taste, incredibly bad taste. But she was, I believe she was definitely a school board trustee. I think at the time, I need to confirm this if I can find it somewhere. She may have been the chair of the board of trustees.
Okay.
So post comparing Nazi children in the Second World War, terrible regime, to children now, waving flags.
I mean, in not my acceptable. Mind, it's all about, well, not all, it's mostly about the position. I view it as a little bit of a spicy meme. It's a little bit piquant. But if you are in a position such as school board trustee, I mean, if anything else, it's just crass. I mean, you know, if you
inappropriate.
Have...
inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. If you have grievances about your school board, you don't air it on public media like that. Sort of like, you know, they say the last true movie star is Tom Cruise, because as of that incident where he jumped up and down on the couch, somebody pulled him aside and said, you know, people only like you because they don't know what you're actually like. So I don't know if you've noticed this, but the less we know about a celebrity, the more likely we are to like them. So celebrities who are on social media.
I think phrased another way is the more we know about a celebrity, the more we are to dislike them.
Yeah, the more opportunities we have to dislike them. So there is that sort of like, it's okay to be mysterious, especially when it comes to opinions about your job. I work in the satellite industry. My opinions about Elon Musk are between me and my boss. At least when it comes to Starlink. So that's you know, that you keep the, it's okay. You don't have to put every opinion you have out there for strangers. It's okay. It's okay to be a little mysterious. That's really what I'm getting at. And then if it has to do with your job, that mysteriousness is not just mystique and star power. It's just professionalism. So that's, you know, it's just, poor taste. The fact that the meme's a little bit spicy, that's completely separate conversation. You could sit somebody down and say, in what way would you justify this? But, you know, if you're in a professional position, yeah.
Well,
no.
It's Red D'Alembert, and sanctioned by the board. And she called the lawyers and she said, I want the reasons and I want them written down. And boy,
fair enough.
This is where we get the whereas and 2-4s and 12 years and a score ago. That's when we're in that territory now, because the lawyers have got involved. Understandably, the school board's not going to respond and not get their own lawyers. So this one meme, I mean, not yet. This isn't Donald Trump. Like, you know what I mean? The lawyers don't quite have lawyers yet.
Okay.
But no, it builds on. So they asked for the reasons. So this meme got posted in August. In September, at a special meeting of the trustees, the board passed a motion regarding her post, and they set out the reasons, and essentially that special meeting was to sanction her. They asked for the exact reasons why, and they detailed them. So we're going to start off with, and it makes sense, it kind of starts off big legislation, works its way down into the minutia. We're not going to go over the whole thing because frankly it's boring, but yeah, we are going to start off with the school board, the Alberta Education Act. So for those who may be not familiar, in Canada, education is a provincial authority. So in Alberta, all things education draw their authority out of the Alberta Education Act. It is the ultimate soothsayer of what should and shouldn't be done. And in that, it says, first of all, it says, where our students are entitled to a welcome, caring, respectful, and safe learning environments that respect diversity and nurture a sense of belonging and positive sense of self. And they say that it is reflected in their board policy, mm-hmm. which says schools will foster the mental and physical well-being of all students through selection of appropriate programs which emphasize physical leisure activities and respect for worth and dignity of the individual. And it goes on to say the schools will foster and maintain a safe, secure, caring, respectful, and inclusive learning environment for all students, yada, 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 in the Catholic faith. I added yada, yada, yada. That's not actually in the document.
To me, this feels a little bit off topic, because if you're criticizing propaganda, you don't criticize the people who bought it. You criticize the people who made it. So if you're to say anything, like, this is not about the students. This is her criticizing the school board and her fellow teachers. That's where that...
she was criticizing the decision to section her by the school board over this. So what they've said is like, look, big picture, safe, inclusive, respectful. Yes, and then you go all the way into the minutiae of the code of conduct for board trustees.
Okay.
And that's what they nailed her on.
Okay. Okay. Because, you know, most students don't even know the Board of Trustees exists. So her
100%.
Her opinion's not going to impact their daily life. Her opinion impact the daily life of their instructors. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, to say this makes a harsh environment for the teachers, I would be on board with that. But for the students, it's a bit of a stretch. I think that's a weak start.
The Alberta Teaching Association, understandably, had very strong opinions on this, and file a complaint. And
I did agree that it's crass and unprofessional. So, I'm detailing in what way. You know, I disagree with the way in which they say it's crass and unprofessional, but we agree that it's crass and unprofessional.
So the Education Act has one line, and it says, a trustee of the board as a partner in education has a responsibility, yada, 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 to comply with the board's code of conduct. So it's in the act. In the act.
And the code of conduct says?
So the board's mission, which defines the code of conduct. So we're going big picture. Now we're like medium-sized picture. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at the school board.
Okay.
And in the medium-sized picture, it says, you know, the Red Deer Catholic School Division is committed to supporting inclusive communities that foster diversity and compassion, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then they have the belief number 10. They have a whole list of beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that includes, the schools will foster and maintain a safe, secure, caring, respectful, and inclusive learning environment for all students, families, and staff that is free from physical, emotional, social abuses and models our Catholic faith and values. Schools will be comprehensive and holistic in their approach to inclusion and other potential student issues, including bullying, justice, respectful relationships, language, and human sexuality. Mm-hmm. It's right
to me, the line and staff, because as I said, when you criticize
as a partner in education,
when you criticize propaganda, you criticize the propagandist. You don't criticize the people who are being propagandized. Like, you don't criticize Romanians. You know, you criticize the what were they called, the Drushenko? What were they called? I don't know, the Romanian government in the 70s is the government, not the people. But yeah, it's so. I mean, yeah, and staff. Yeah, I'm on board. Yep, you got me.
So
I'm sold.
Then this is. I mean, I love this document. It references Administrative Procedure 103. I mean,
okay.
I can just imagine some little old lady called Gladys in the back of a filing cabinet flicking through Administrative Procedure 98, Administrative Procedure 99. Mm-hmm. You know, where is it? Where is it? You know, trying to ruffle and find the right one. Anyway, in that particular administrative, who's ever read this? Who has ever read this in their life? But that one says the trustees are the children's advocates, and their first and greatest concern is the best interests of each and every one of those children, without distinction as to who they are or who their background may be.
But then that trustee believed she was doing that. She was doing that at the expense of the other staff because she was saying the children are being propagandized. So if they're being propagandized too, in her mind, she's protecting the students by criticizing the propagandizer. But then that is unprofessional treatment of other staff. You see, this is if our listening audience right now gets nothing else out of this episode, it's how to debate policy and how to look.
So she said that she can't be responsible for how people reacted to social media posts. Fair enough.
I agree with that, but I also don't agree with that. It's sort of like if I slap you across the face and then you get angry, that would be me saying, like, you didn't have to get angry about it. You know, you're in control of your own emotions. It's like, yes, but you did slap me across the face.
She said that, according to this document, that while the complainant had a particular reaction to the meme, that does not mean that someone's personal subjective definition as the decorum can be imposed on the trustee. Essentially, because I'm offended doesn't mean that she's responsible. That's part of her argument. She says that's cancel culture.
I can get behind that to a small degree, yeah. Yeah. You being offended sometimes is your own business. Sometimes. It depends on the context. She's in a professional position, advocating on behalf of the public. If she offended the public, that is her business.
So, did the meme contravene Catholic values? Was one of the goals? The reasons they had to explore was, did it contravene Catholic values? Because it's a Catholic school board. Makes sense. Did it contravene the code of conduct? Is the meme protected by the charter rights?
Mm-hmm.
And is the decision reasonable? Was it procedurally unfair? I'm not going to go over all of it, but essentially they decided that their decision to remove her, because it was based more on the code of conduct, whether or not it was contravention to Roman Catholic values, yeah, was not relevant. So they decided to just not make a finding.
Okay.
You know, I think as a school board, they should teach that when a question is quite difficult to answer, just don't answer it.
Oh my God.
Just opt out.
If you look at Canadian politicians over the past maybe 40 years, that is the Canadian strategy. Somebody asks you a question that you don't like, just answer a question that they didn't ask that you wish they had asked instead.
Yeah. Ask the question that you like. Answer the question that you like. So also the question is about, and this is really, because I was reading it earlier and it was a lot of oohs, ahs, and oh my goshes as I was going over it. And one of the questions is around the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And they've decided that, and I quote here, accordingly, the board declines to consider the constitutionality of Section 87(1)(c) of the Education Act. The reason being that the constitutionality of the Education Act would actually be covered by a different piece of legislation that has its own process that's elsewhere, which is not the board of the Red Deer Catholic School Board's internal policy. So they're like, this question is bigger than us and should be dealt with under a different Alberta legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that out over there. And I'm like, you know what? I get it.
I get that. Yeah. Normally, I don't know. I think it's crass when people like, not my job. And then, you know, a garbage bin just stays overfilled for weeks on end. You know, it's somebody's job. Make it your job. But there's times when it comes like this and you're just like, yeah, no, pass the buck on to somebody on a higher pay grade than yourself. You got things to do. You got a living room to paint. You got a cat to wash. You got to shave the llama. You got a busy day. Let somebody else do this. Yeah.
So they say all board members, including this one, has a duty to comply with the code of conduct and assist in fulfilling duties. Mm-hmm. They say that this trustee was not sanctioned for holding certain religious beliefs. Okay. And rather, the trustee was sanctioned for having posted the meme in violation of code of conduct section 6.2, 6.4, 6.18, and the board policy 3, clauses 1, 6, 10, 22, and board policy 4, and not her religious beliefs.
So okay.
They say when it comes to striking the balance between charter rights and so on and so forth, when a board member wishes to advance education-related issues, they must do in accordance with the code of conduct. That didn't happen in this case. So, it really boils down to they found that this trustee breached clauses 1, 6.2, 6.4, 6.18 of board policy 3, clauses 1, 6, 10, and 22 of board policy 4, and therefore sanctioned. Now, we love a good document, you know, we do. And this one with the wherefores and the whereases and the opt out on difficult questions was an entertaining read. It really was an entertaining read. But yeah, so that's the long and short of it, that they have kicked out the board trustee. Let me get her name because I've already forgotten it. The Monique Lagrange has been kicked out from the Catholic School Board of Red Deer's Board of Trustees. She then, after being kicked out, begrudgingly resigned. I believe she's appealing the decision, hopefully to somewhere that might just not opt out of charter right discussions. But I think it's an interesting discussion here. You know, really the question is, they nailed her on policy. She should have known better. That's on her.
Yeah.
But that question of, you know, the freedom of speech and religious expression to compare children under the atrocious Nazi regime to children today holding pride flags, you know, is that reasonable? You know, who knows? But
well, I mean, you have the legal right to say almost anything you want, so long as you don't incite violence and the usual stuff. But if you badmouth your boss on social media, they do have the right to fire you because that's just crass.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's...
And if you badmouth your board of trustees, they have the right to make you begrudgingly resign.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that you said, I'm like, not convinced by that, not convinced by that. But just the idea that she breached protocol and basically badmouthed her board in public, I'm like, yes, sanction. Maybe even let her go. I'm
just fine to be clear, because she's already brought lawyers in once. I didn't find any evidence of her bad mouthing her board in public, but she did vehemently object to and counter this decision by the Board of Trustees of the Red Deer Catholic School Board.
Right.
So I'm not saying that she bad mouthed her board, but she did and has opposed their decision on various grounds, including charter rights, which was resoundingly just sidestepped by the Red Deer Catholic School Board in a marvelous legal way. But yeah, no, it wasn't. I was bemused and I thought it was a hilarious little aside in Canadian LGBTQ rights. But we've run out of time on this particular subject.
Yes.
So we're playing now. This is Gemini by Megha Irvine from the album Sleepwalker, and we will be back just after this.
Do you like what you see? Do you love my insecurity? Gemini, we're gonna be alright. I know I take it too far, but you take things much further than they are. Oh Gemini, we're gonna be alright. I can read your mind. Care too much to be happy. Oh Gemini, you're gonna be alright.
Welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
Now, this next story isn't overly gay, but at the same time, tech and high tech and innovation, pretty gay.
Okay, yes. Pretty
gay. A lot of high tech firms, think Facebook, Google, Peter Thiel, who founded PayPal, is famously a gay billionaire. But Sam Altman, who up until a couple of days ago was the CEO and co-founder of OpenAI, is also gay. So really, this just means that whenever anything happens with a tech billionaire, which nine times out of 10, they're usually gay, it sort of gravitates onto queer media. But I don't know. I've been, it's been an interesting debacle that's been happening in OpenAI. I don't know if I want to go into it necessarily. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens next. He was accused of not communicating particularly effectively to the board.
Normal CEO does normal CEO things.
Yeah, yeah. It caused a bit of a panic. At time of recording, the other co-founder, one of the other two co-founders, has also resigned, sort of in a if he goes, I goes movement. And many senior scientists and engineers at OpenAI have also indicated that they're resigning and moving. I believe that the stock price has reflected that decision. Mm-hmm. And now the capital investment firms that have a lot of money in OpenAI have decided to call up Microsoft. And there is a potential that the people who tried to fire Sam Altman may now be fired and Sam Altman may come back.
Got it.
The board of OpenAI is in a bit of a it's a tricky position, but as the forerunner of artificial intelligence in the world, really that particular lab is miles ahead of everybody else. People who aren't familiar, they do ChatGPT, they do DALL-E. You know, when everyone started going, "Oh my God, AI!" it was ChatGPT-3 that people were reacting to. So this guy has become the face and name behind artificial intelligence. You know, whenever there's congressional hearings, international conferences, blah, blah, blah. You know, if the EU wants to talk about AI, they call Sam Altman. Mm-hmm. Like, he has become the face of it. But yeah, there's a lot of major big tech that has gay folks involved. Now, the other gay person, sorry, not the other gay, but the other person I wanted to talk about who's not gay, I'm going to clarify that, is DaBaby.
Yes.
Now, you've corrected me multiple times. He's not the big baby, which is what I was calling him.
Yes.
Because
there's another rapper called the big baby.
And he's not the little baby.
There's a third rapper called the little baby.
So he's called the baby.
The regular
baby. I have colloquially referred to him as the regular baby.
Yes. Yes.
But we talked about his sort of his comments that were very controversial around people getting HIV, and it was like he was trashed, and I think he claims to have lost